Afterward to Section 50. The fireworks were dazzling, and from a rock outcropping on a sacred mountain, I saw bursts of silver and red and blue launch from the Han River, fall over the lights of Seoul in the shapes of spiders and palms and peonies. Many seconds passed before their report arrived, a sound as of artillery, which brought back memories of wars that I had covered, as well as a trip made long ago to the demilitarized zone between North and South Korea, where gunners on both sides of the border were firing practice rounds. But I was so tired from my travels that I could not keep my eyes open, despite the pyrotechnic spectacle. And as I drifted off to sleep, the distant thudding mixed in dream with what I had heard on the hike up the mountain, voices murmuring in the dark, above the candlelit spring of the mythological Dragon King, ruler of the waters, the one responsible for floods and droughts. I could not see anyone. My guide speculated that we had chanced upon a shamanic healing ceremony, but their voices lodged in my imagination as I continued up the trail. Now I woke with a start. The sky was ablaze with signs. Whitman sleeps and wakes in this section, conscious of something inside him, a current, a ghastly sensation, an unsaid word not found in any dictionary, utterance, symbol, that inspires his longing for a poetic form equal to his democratic vision, the outlines of which are all around him, in people, places, and things, in the geological and historical record, in memory and imagination. He may not know exactly what this creative spirit is, but he does know that it will keep his song alive long after he has stopped singing in the flesh. Container, vessel, plant, magnetic field, machine, the figures for poetry are legion, threshold and door, wave and sea, wind and light. Employing traditional and open forms, poets discern the meaning of experience, reveal structures of the mind, and suggest the beauty of the universe. I will try, said the American poet A.R. Ammons, to fasten into order enlarging grasps of disorder, widening scope, a project worthy of Whitman, who declared in his preface to the 1855 edition of Leaves of Grass that the known universe has one complete lover, and that is the greatest poet. He is the equable man who finds in the speech and manners of common people, his brothers and sisters, an unrhymed poetry, form, union, plan, to balance chaos and the inescapable fact of our mortality, a vision of eternal life. This is what constitutes happiness.